Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. Our top stories. Yaoundé City dwellers have expressed their desire for the authorities to intensify awareness-raising campaigns on the Semak Pink Card, a document within the region that facilitates the settlement of vehicle claims following accidents. A huge amount of contraband medicine have been apprehended by elements of the gendarmerie in Bafoussam West Region. Those were our headlines, and now the news in full. Gendarmes in the West Region have seized a huge supply of contraband medicine following a tip-off. The medicine was stored in a house in the Bamenzi neighborhood of the regional capital, Bafoussam. We have details with Kelvin Nembo.
About 5 p.m. Wednesday, July 24, the West Legion Commander of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Abba Seidu, launched a drug raid. He and his men arrived at a seemingly ordinary house at the Bamenzi neighborhood. They met two young men on site who claimed to be delivery men for a company dealing in soft drinks. The officers will then decide to first open the door, only to discover hundreds of cartons of illegal drugs, and not only soft drinks, as the two young men had earlier claimed. They will then confess their crimes before being arrested. The gendarmerie officers contacted the owner of the house by phone, but he refused to show up. The medications were loaded into a gendarmerie truck, transported to the Legion's headquarters for further investigation. This is the second time in less than a month gendarmerie officers have seized an important quantity of illegal drugs in Mifi Division. The fight against illicit products continues, and gendarmerie officers who have been given the green light by West Governor Awa Fonka Augustine are said to be making significant progress. Kelvin Nembo for the regional news in Bafoussam.
And from Bafoussam, we go to the Northwest Region, where do you know that regular physical activity can help prevent and manage some illnesses like cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, as well as reduce depression, anxiety, and enhance brain health and overall well-being. Doctors in Bamenda have been drumming home the point while encouraging the townspeople to indulge their passion for physical exercises. Fela Kezia Fonja tells us more.
The importance of routine physical activity cannot be overemphasized to maintain good health and well-being.
So it's important to exercise. Even if you don't want to shed weight, you have to exercise to keep fit, to ensure that the heart functions well. It's very much advisable to engage in physical exercises every other day of the week. And if it becomes too difficult to engage, at least 3 times a week, we should engage in sports.
According to public health statistics, less than 30% of adults in the Northwest region engage in the recommended 150 minutes of moderate physical activity per week, a concern which some people feel exercising should be encouraged.
I do sports. I do it not because I'm forced to. I do it because it is necessary. So I think that when you get involved in sports, it's another way of liberating your body from the sicknesses and also keeping you very active.
Health experts say the sedentary lifestyle has become an epidemic and it's taken a devastating toll on people's health.
Exercise is good. It helps in regulating blood pressure. We generally recommend our patients who are hypertensive to do exercises regularly. And in terms of general wellness, exercise controls weight and overweight, obesity. It's linked to several non-communicable diseases like diabetes, hypertension, what we call metabolic syndrome. Many more, because when hypertension sets in, then there is a risk of stroke. When diabetes sets in, there is a risk of kidney disease and so many other things.
Taking a brisk 30-minute walk can make a world of difference.
I walk a lot. I walk sometimes to work. I walk sometimes to my friend's house. Since my house is a little bit far from the market, I walk half of the journey to the market before I take a bike. It is just my own way of exercise. One of the ways that I really lost weight last year was through walking, and it has worked.
For many in the region, the shift towards a more active lifestyle is important, as this is about more than just looking and feeling good, but about safeguarding the future health of people in the region. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
There is a document within the Semak sub-region that facilitates the settlement of vehicle claims following accidents that occur within member states. It is the International Motor Insurance and Liability Card, popularly known by the code name Pink Card, and it was incepted in 1996, yet many Yaoundé residents are ignorant of its existence. Lekiate Getrus Asongazi reports that many recommend intense campaigns for sensitizing citizens to the importance of the transborder insurance policy.
The Semak Card Rose, or Rose Card, was instituted to favor and facilitate the free circulation of citizens within their respective nations and the frontiers of other Semak countries. Unfortunately, most Yaoundé city dwellers seem not to have any knowledge about its existence.
I've never heard of Card Rose. I don't know what it means.
I don't know about Semak Card. I've never heard of it, about it. I don't know what it means.
A few individuals have attested that they have heard about the Semak Card Rose or Rose Card, but seem not to know its uses.
The Semak Card Rose, I've heard of it. I heard of it on TV one time, but you know, when they talked of Semak, I just felt like it was meant for diplomats within the Semak region. I don't know who is supposed to benefit. I don't know the role. I don't know the importance. So I just know that there is something that exists. I just heard. I don't even know how
I've heard about Card Rose, but I don't know its function. I don't know whether it's a document or an enterprise.
There is need for Semak member states to drill their respective citizens about the existence, uses, and the importance of the Rose Card, which serves as an insurance document for automobile users. Lekiate Getrude Asongazi, CRTV News Center.
Officials in the domain of fishery and aquaculture have optimized strategies to evaluate and promote stream farming in Cameroon. The decision follows a seminar in Limbe organized by the Fish for ACP program, where multiple speakers drilled some 16 observers on ways of collecting and analyzing data in relation to the farming and exportation of streams. Kangelion Caesar has the details.
A 10-month period has been highlighted as the time frame for the implementation of strategies which observers have been drilled on in a bid to improve on the overall knowledge of shrimp exportation in Cameroon, thanks to efforts made by the Fish for ACP program and the partners. Dr. Meke Sung, project coordinator.
Cameroon is making foreign resources from that export. Fish for ACP now has come up with three axes, and within axis number one, which we are implementing now, the observer program, a management strategic tool that contributes to the traceability of fishing operation as at sea.
Representing the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industry, the Senior Divisional Officer for FACO, Vyang Mekala, insisted that the recent move will go a long way to improve on the local food consumption.
The main objective of this activity is to improve the quality of food or fish, but also to have sustainable information and to see what Cameroon is producing comparatively to what is coming from abroad or what Cameroon too can present to the other country.
Other officials say this is also a strategy to increase the production of shrimps. Imulanok Louis Martin.
We, as owner of ship and government, we will continue. So, to come and fish in Cameroon, wherever after 10 years, 12 years, you must get observer on board because we have it in our law.
The 16 observers trained have, however, been cautioned to work in collaboration with the ship captains and are presently at sea for a more practical orientation. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
We stay in the southwest, where the findings of a PhD thesis by Ekoi Manas Ngoe indicate that Christian teachings reduce delinquent behavior in youth by fostering positive connections and integrating faith throughout their development. The thesis examined how the church influences the moral development of secondary school students in Cameroon's southwest region. Tene Claudia reports on the study's key conclusions.
Ekoe Manas Ngwe says The topic of his research was prompted by the decline in morals in schools across the Southwest region. Hence, he focused on the influence that the church can bring to the moral development of youths.
What motivated me to carry the research on the church as influence of adolescent moral development in secondary schools in Southwest region of Cameroon was the increase in moral decadence and violence activities within our community today and society. This topic is going to help the society to improve on the moral standard of adolescents within our community, so that our community can be a very peaceful one.
After cross-examining his work, which lasted for over 3 hours, the panel of 5 judges found his research accurate and relevant. Its originality and peculiar characteristics was applauded by the members of the jury.
I'd like to look at the defense of today. The candidate Ekwe Manas Ngwe presented a thesis to us on the topic of the influence of the church in enhancing the moral development of our adolescents in secondary school. The candidate wanted to look at different ways the church can help in bringing up the moral decadence that we have in our society today. And the candidate succeeded in proving that the church with other stakeholders can succeed in uplifting the morals of our secondary school students, thereby leading to a better society for our kids and for everyone. The peculiarity of this topic today was that the topic is original, it is pertinent, and it responds to societal issues and ills that need to be addressed in the contemporary world.
Ekwe Manas has been awarded a PhD in educational psychology. He calls on churches to keep upholding moral values in the society.
Dene Claudia, CRTV, Boya. Some successful candidates at this year's Cameroon General Certificate of Education resident in Bamenda are already thinking of their next move. Those who spoke to our Bamenda regional correspondent, Clenis Ayumbom, talked about the path they intend to pursue. Her report.
Amanfoto.
I just lost my baby.
As the results of the GCE exams were released, most of the successful candidates in Bamenda took to the streets together with their parents, relatives, and friends to celebrate success.
Oh, I'm happy! The happiest woman on earth. My daughter just made 9 papers. I don't know what to do to her.
The students who attest to have burned the midnight oils are reaping the fruits of their hard work.
I passed the GCE advanced level with 3 papers.
The GCE result was good on my side. I had 4 papers.
Even though they were not actually to my expectations, but I'm grateful for what God has done in my life.
I passed the GCE ordinary level with 7 papers.
I wrote 4 papers and I passed all the 4.
The successful candidates are now looking forward to the next academic year.
I'm so excited going to university. I want to do transport and logistics.
My next plan is to study banking and finance.
I'll be going to the university and I will study transport and logistics. I want to be a customs officer.
I plan on studying ICT.
They also encourage their peers who didn't make it in this year not to give up.
2 of my classmates failed, but I also like to encourage him.
And I encourage all those who did not make it to have faith and keep reading. You should not give up.
Some of the students are looking forward to collecting their GCE slips in order to begin preparing for the next study program. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda. And that is what we put together for you on today's regional news. I have been Kelly Eben for presentation. Thanking you for listening, wishing you a wonderful weekend ahead in the company of Lunch on Date.